Small World. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. You know, it's so funny how good things can occur if you keep your ears open. The other night I was at the butcher counter in a local grocery store when I overheard two people talking about issues involving beef packaging and marketing. Turns out that one of them, named Logan Peters, works for Agribeef in Boise, and the other, named Katie Ochsner, is a marketing specialist for the Red Angus Association. I asked Katie to tell me about her job.
This time of year, our marketing team is traveling to a lot of bull sales, so we attend bull sales all over the U.S. in order to promote our marketing program. So we generally give a pre-sale speech and then just interact with the commercial producers that are there buying bulls to inform them about how they can use Red Angus genetics in combination with our marketing programs to bring premiums for their calves. And so we have an age source and genetic verification program. It's called the Feeder Calf Certification Program. As long as they're using registered bulls and those calves are at least 50% Red Angus genetics, they can qualify for that program. And it's really low cost for the commercial producers, because there's no enrollment fee and their only expense is a tag. But our data shows that there's a pretty significant premium on those tagged calves versus Red Angus sire calves that aren't tagged, about a $2.75 premium per hundredweight. So that's one of our main marketing programs that I travel around promoting.
The reason Katie knows so much about Angus, she grew up on a ranch and raised them. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.